In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Happy Lord's Day to you all. It's good to see you all. I have to do a disclaimer. You know, I start writing my sermons around Monday. So I usually look up the scripture, and I start reading commentary, and start contemplating it throughout the week. And by Friday, I've written my sermon. And so I have it printed out and ready to go Saturday before I ever get here. Just so you know. So it's like, was Father talking about something? I said, no, it's not the truth. So when we listened to the gospel today, was there something that stood out to y'all? Something odd, didn't it?
Two crazy guys.
There were two crazy guys. That's, yeah, because one's bad enough, but two, that's more than double trouble. What were the swine doing there? Gergesa was a region of Galilee, right? And so those were Jews. What were they doing with swine? You know, if you remember that map you're talking about with Galilee and stuff, and Gergesa's like over here, now Decapolis is down here. Granted, they were Greeks. So even if they weren't eating the swine, they were definitely, you know, selling them. And so I thought that was interesting. But then there's something else that stood out today in the epistle reading. It was the very end of the epistle reading today where St. Paul tells us, he says, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That's interesting. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. Now we know, you know, I have mixed feelings about the internet because it's given a lot of good, right? My car is running right now because I was able to find a video on YouTube on how to fix it. You know, so praise God, you know. Many great articles, many sayings at saints, the prologues online, scriptures online, it's all that great stuff. But with the internet comes this temptation to say things when we should be quiet. Right? Christ in the Gospel of Matthew says that every idle word that men speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word? And St. James, if you go home today, here's your homework, all right? Go home and read the third chapter of James. James, the brother of our Lord. He goes, this is only a fraction of what he's talking about. But if you read James, by the way, it's like the Proverbs. It's like little florets of wisdom. This. And there's no real context. There's no like overarching theme to what he's saying, right? He's just giving wisdom. But his thing on when he talks about speech and what we talk and what we do with our mouths, it's a long one. Very long one. He reminds us that the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a force is set ablaze by a small fire. The tongue stains the whole body, set on fire the cycle of nature, and itself sets on fire by Gehenna. You know where Gehenna is, right? So oftentimes we see hell in scripture. It's like, it's either Hades, which means the underworld, which means literally you kind of dig a hole, put someone in there, there in Hades, right? Gehenna was a place outside, it was a valley of Gehenna, which is outside of the city of Jerusalem where they would sacrifice children to Moloch. And after conquering that, in that pagan practice, that's where they would take stuff to get burned. All the refuse and the bad stuff would go out into Gehenna and be burned because it was completely turned over to evil. That area was seen as completely evil. So when you hear about the fires of Gehenna, you're going to be cast in the fires of Gehenna, you're going to be given over totally to evil. The grace of God is not there for you anymore. You're completely evil. That's hell. Okay, then Christ says again about the tongue. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if you want to know what's inside, see what comes out. Right? And that kind of brings a whole new level to things. Like we're all, I know, you're probably feeling the same thing I am right now. You're like, oh boy. You know, I overheard two people talking once a while ago, and one was being pretty gossipy about another parishioner, and someone turned and says, you kissed the chalice with that mouth? Lord have mercy, right? Because what we say reveals what's in our heart. And so while we might be embarrassed of the things we say and the discussions we partake in, and maybe the way we speak to people we love, really that's not the problem. The problem is what's in our heart. right? Yeah, I mean, the words are just a manifestation. They are an evidence. They are a testimony. They're a witness of what's going on in our hearts. And so we may fret and say, look, you know, I don't want to gossip anymore. Good, don't. You know, I don't want to yell at my, you know, at people I love. I don't want to yell at people I don't love. You know, I don't want to be upset at anybody. And that is a noble pursuit. God bless us all as we all try to do that. But ultimately, it's not just, you know, you can put a cap on the bottle, but ultimately you got to change what's on the inside. You got to change what's on the inside. And I'll tell you, there's a way to do this. This is the beginning of that process of changing what's on the inside. I want to share a story with you. And you may have heard this before, so forgive me, but just indulge me, okay? There once was an abbot, very pious abbot of a great monastery, and it was Holy Week. Holy Week, ooh, Holy Week. And there were a bunch of monks there working on the service, and this one monk made a really big mistake, like almost like heretical mistake, right? And the monk just took notice of it, and he sat on it, and he thought about it. And he didn't say anything, he just waited. And then the following year, he goes to the monastic and says, you know, last year when you did that thing, we're supposed to do it this way in the service. And the monastic was like, you know, Gerasinda, Yoranda, why did you not tell me this a year ago? I went this whole year thinking I did it right. And he said, I waited to make sure my heart was in the right place before I spoke to you about it. It took him a year. He sat on it for a year. I'm not like that. Man, I see someone make a mistake, I'm like, pachoo, you know, like smoke coming off my heels. You're wrong, you know. curmudgeoning, beating people down. I got a lot of work to do. I got a long ways to go. But when we think about that, we think that's the model that we need to follow in our own lives. When we feel so ready to run out there and correct people, to beat them down and to let them know, to set them straight. Slow down. Give it time. I shared with a couple of you one of my favorite psalms. It's hard to pick. There's like, I have 150 favorite psalms, by the way. There's 150 psalms. but Psalm 4, be angry, but sin not, and meditate upon your bed, and trust in God. And trusting, and I'm paraphrasing because, you know, there's different translations. But really what the psalmist is saying in that point is just be quiet. Just be quiet. Hold your tongue and meditate upon what it is that's going on inside your heart before you let what's in your heart out. And that's a really hard thing to do. And again, I'm sorry. I'm really giving you a tall order here. But this is the right. This is what we all need. This is the path to salvation. Because we are warned. We're going to give an account of what we say. So I don't want to go and stand in front of the final judgment and the Lord unrolls this really long scroll that goes for miles and miles of all the stuff I've said. I'd rather it be like a little scroll. So the angel, St. Peter's not sitting there going, you said what? Be quiet. Be quiet. Be still. Be still. And what we find in the stillness is that we can't be still because there's a lot going on inside of us. There's a lot going on inside of all of us. Our heart is a universe. It's an entire universe inside of each one of us. There's darkness and there's light. There's chaos and there's peace. Just like in the universe that we float around in every day on this giant rock. Spend time in there. Spend time in your heart. When you feel the impulse to say something, just wait. Just tap the brakes. Just wait. Maybe not a year like the abbot, but maybe a few seconds. Can we do a few seconds? Can we do a few minutes? Can we sit on it overnight? Someone said something. Okay. Well, let me think about that. That's a great thing. I had a friend say that once before. I saw an exchange between him and his friend. And his friend said something really obnoxious, and I was about ready to jump in there and defend my friend. But he just turned to the guy and said, well, I don't know. Let me think about that. Just give yourself some time. You don't need to fix your neighbor today. Go and just sit quietly and think about what it is you're feeling and what you're thinking, and then do this very, very, very important thing next. Pray. pray about it. Lord, what do you want me to say to that person right now? Do you want me to say anything? Do you want me just to be quiet and let you deal with it? Because I will tell you, in my experience as a priest, I have a lot of opportunities to say stuff. Well, you, but I can tell, half the time I don't say anything. And almost every single time, that person that I was going to say something to, and I just sat on it and I waited, the Lord works on their heart, and I don't have to say anything. They'll come to me later and say, Father, you know, I just realized that this, and the other thing. I'm like, oh, there is a God, and he is working in their life, and I'm not God. And you know, just wait. Give God time. Invite him into that moment to, you know, pray about it. Just pause and pray. Pause, pray about it, and then maybe say something. But most importantly, get out of your head and get out of the world. You know, we read about the Exodus is constantly in all of our hymnody. What Moses was doing was calling them out of the world. Egypt was a military power. It was wealthy. It was decadent. But there were slaves in the world. And he's like, no, you have to be free. Yes, you don't get the leeks and the beets and all the good food anymore. And you don't get the golden calf anymore. But you get to be free. You're being called out of the world. Get out of the world. Get out of your mind. Get into your heart. Sit in silence every day and pray. If you want a challenge this week, set your watch or your clock or whatever you have to 5 minutes and just sit in silence in front of your icon for 5 minutes. Be ready for what happens next. All sorts of stuff is going to come up. And you know what? It's always there. So it gives you a chance to pray about it and offer it to God. Because we know that once the heart is healed, what comes out will be good and life-giving, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if the heart is good, then what comes out of the mouth will be good. And the only good that is in this universe is God. That's it. There's no good outside of God. And so if you're going to have anything good in your heart, it's going to be the presence of the Lord, the grace of the Holy Spirit that is transforming everything that's going on in that chaotic universe. And just like at the beginning of time, where the Holy Spirit brooded over the chaos, chaotic waters, so he also broods over the chaos in your heart. And he desires to call order out of it and to bring life and new creation out of that chaos. And so allow it to happen. Allow it to happen. Make room for Christ today. Just pause and pray. If you got a jingle, you know, pause and pray. Pause and pray. All you gotta do is pause and pray. Now it's in your head. I took marketing classes, by the way. So may God be merciful to us and help us to watch our tongues, but more importantly, to watch our hearts and to allow him into our lives, into our hearts, so that what comes out of us is good and life-giving. We have an opportunity today. We're really early in the service, so you have an opportunity to pray. Just sing the Psalms. If that person next to you is being annoying, standing too close, just sing with the, try to sing with the choir. If you sing well, great. If you sing poorly, sing quietly. Okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God.